Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump calling for Muslim unity in the fight against terrorism. He is on a five-nation tour of the Middle East and Europe, and on Sunday spoke to dozens of Arab and Muslim leaders in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
The first task in this joint effort is for your nations to deny all territory to the foot soldiers of evil. Every country in the region has an absolute duty to ensure that terrorists find no sanctuary on their soil.
Many Muslims around the world reacted positively to the speech. Mr. Trump now travels to Israel and then on to Brussels to meet with NATO members and to Sicily for the G7 summit. United Nations Security Council planning to have an emergency meeting tomorrow in response to North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. North Korea has conducted missile tests at an unprecedented pace lately. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson reacting to Sunday's launch.
We're early in the stages of applying the economic pressure as well as the diplomatic pressure to the regime in North Korea. Hopefully, they will get the message that the pathway of continuing their nuclear arms program is not a pathway to security or certainly prosperity.
Pyongyang launched a missile in a high-altitude ballistic path a week ago that indicated it might be capable of flying up to 4,500 kilometers. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, a fourth person is said to have died of the deadly Ebola virus. World Health Organization confirming the discovery of a new outbreak. It was back on May the 12th. There have been nearly 40 suspected cases. Authorities now monitoring more than 400 people believed to have had contact with Ebola patients. This is VOA News. Last of hundreds of rebels and their families have left the Syrian city of Homs under an evacuation deal with Damascus. It had been in rebel hands since the beginning of the Syrian civil war in 2011, but analyst Amin Saikal of the Australian National University said the country has been devastated.
Most of Syria is really destroyed, and even if Mr. Assad succeeds in establishing control over the entire territory, then the question would be who's going to rebuild this Syria, and in what ways this Assad regime would be able to establish effective governance across the country.
Meantime, twin blast on Sunday claimed by the Islamic State killed several insurgents of the group Ahrar al-Sham in Idlib province. Three climbers died this weekend trying to scale the world's tallest peak, Mount Everest. One climber each from the United States, Australia, and Slovakia perished, making five known to be those who have died in the attempt to reach the summit. So far this year, an Indian climber disappeared on Saturday. Was on his way down from the summit. Swiss climber Yelly Steck died in the attempt to scale Everest in April, while an 85-year-old man perished earlier this month. A meeting of the 23rd APEC ministers responsible for trade just ended with positive results. Wang Shuwen, the Chinese vice minister of commerce, spoke to the gathering in Hanoi about unstabilizing factors in global economy and trade, as well as challenges in developing multilateral trading systems.
I think the confidence we have shown in this meeting for the multilateral trading system, for the regional economic cooperation within the APEC, can be a very good and strong signal that we are united, we are steadfast in fighting trade protectionism and reducing trade risks.
China submitted the APEC post-2020 vision on trade and investment. Parties actively responded to appeals of jointly establishing a new regional cooperating concept of shared growth through discussions and collaboration, promoting what they called a comprehensive, high-quality Asia-Pacific free trade area. Well, it turns out that Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus has ended their run. Sunday night was their last show. 146 years the circus has been wowing audiences all around the world as the greatest show on earth. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.